there are songs and there are anthems.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you?
Now, even if you don't know this cover by Rufus Wainwright, you probably know the chorus. It's been sung by practically everyone in music, from Willie Nelson,
Hallelujah,
Susan Boyle,
Hallelujah,
Katie Lang,
Hallelujah,
even Michael Bolton.
Most people didn't come to it the way that you usually encounter a song.
This is Alan Light. He's written a new book called
The Holy or the Broken, Leonard Cohen, Jeff Buckley, and the Unlikely Ascent of Hallelujah.
Unlikely because many people who've heard Hallelujah haven't heard the original by Leonard Cohen.
I did my best. It wasn't much. I couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I've told the truth. I didn't come.
It's that, you know, very bassy, kind of droning, dramatic delivery that's what Leonard Cohen does.
But the song almost never saw the light of day.
Columbia Records, which was Leonard's label then and remains so today, listened to the record and rejected it. Said, this is, you know, so out of step with where music is right now. Forget it.
Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah was eventually released in the U.S. in 1984 to little fanfare.
Not only was this under the radar, it was completely absent from the radar. I mean, it's as if this song had never happened.
Maybe there's a God above, but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew you.
This 1994 cover by the late Jeff Buckley helped save Hallelujah from musical obscurity, transforming one man's lament to another's ode to love. Light says the ambiguity of the song's lyrics makes it easy for musicians to make the tune their own.
There are lyrics that are talking about sex. There are these allusions to stories from the Bible, the King David story and the Samson story. There's lots and lots of layers.
Onions have layers. Ogres have layers.
What do ogres have to do with the success of Hallelujah? Well,
it's usually identified as the Shrek song.
All thanks to a cover by John Cale used in a sad scene in Shrek, the hit animated film. And ever since, Light says Hallelujah is a go-to emotional trigger in TV shows and movies.
You know what you're supposed to feel when you hear that song. You can't even hear it anymore. You just know that's the song that's supposed to make me feel sad now.
Still, Light says at a time when the way we encounter music has become so fragmented, the endurance of this song nearly 30 years after it was first released and dozens of covers later is remarkable.
And you see that this is a song that people use at weddings, at funerals, at very deeply personal things. I don't know, it was really kind of humbling when it's very easy to discount and think, oh, music isn't. It used to be important to people and now it's not that important. A song like this, you witness just how important it can still be for huge swaths of people.
Alan Light. His book is called The Holy or the Broken, Leonard Cohen, Jeff Buckley, Hallelujah, and the Unlikely Ascent of Hallelujah. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.